And now thousands of Turks have held more rallies to show their support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who survived a failed coup attempt. The protesters filled the streets in the capital Ankara, Istanbul, and other major cities. The authorities have called on supporters to remain vigilant to protect the government. Earlier, Erdogan said that he would consider reintroducing the death penalty to punish those who staged the coup. He says the issue will be discussed with the opposition. The death penalty was abolished in Turkey back in 2004. Erdogan made those remarks after attending a funeral ceremony for some of the coup victims. He also pledged to step up efforts to purge state institutions from the supporters of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen.
At every level of government, the period of cleaning this virus, Fethullah Gulen, will continue. Like a cancer virus, it spreads all around the government.
Now Erdogan and his government blamed Gulen for masterminding the attempted coup. Erdogan says Turkey will write to the U.S. and other Western countries to demand the return of Gulen back to Turkey. Gulen has rejected the allegations, but says that he would obey any extradition ruling from the United States. He accused Erdogan of staging the putsch. Now joining us out of Pennsylvania is Mr. David Lindorf, investigative journalist. And Mr. Lindorf, thank you for joining the program, sir. Now, how do you think this failed coup will affect the country's already polarized population?
Say that again. You just broke up.
Okay, right now we know that the population in Turkey has been extremely polarized as of late. How will this affect the country's population now?
Well, I think actually what we've seen is a kind of a rallying by Turks around the democratic remains of what they have in their government there. The people came out in the streets. There hasn't been any, from what I can read, any sign of, you know, popular resistance to the counter coup. So I think that the military, the elements of the military that tried this coup badly miscalculated on what the impact of their coup would be. I mean, they didn't see a rising of the people to support the elements that were supporting the coup. So they were kind of stranded. I think that, and we saw the opposition parties rallying behind the government too, even though they opposed the government. So I think what we're seeing is that Turks really do not want. There may be an enormous opposition to Erdogan's government, but it doesn't include supporting a coup to overthrow it at this point.
Right. And what kind of impact do you think this failed coup will have on Turkey's both foreign and domestic policies?
Well, unfortunately, domestically, what we're seeing is the worst possible outcome. We're seeing Erdogan taking advantage of the failed coup to do things that he's that go further with what he's been doing of dismantling democratic governance. He's arrested thousands of and fired thousands of judges from their legal system, who were many of whom were blocking some of his more extreme efforts to unwind democratic control and establish kind of one-man rule. And he's also using it to kind of try to purge the military, which has been, in years past, a bulwark, oddly enough, of secularist democratic government in Turkey. So he's using it to consolidate his power, which is unfortunate. Internationally, I think he'll be hurt in the long run. For example, his proposal to reinstate the death penalty is undoing something that was done in 2004 as part of an effort to gain entry into the European Union, because you can't be a member of the Union if you have a death penalty. So he's obviously writing off entirely any chance of Turkey becoming part of the European Union if he reinstates the death penalty.
Right. And, you know, the Middle East has endured quite a bit of chaos in recent years. Now, how critical was it for Turkey to maintain the order and get over this coup, not let this coup take place, to not to contribute to the instability that's already taking place in the region?
Well, it has to contribute to instability. I mean, anytime you establish more of a dictatorial governance, as he's in the process of doing, you're creating the ingredients for instability, whether it's another coup or civil strife of another kind. You know, democracy has a lot of weaknesses, but one of the strengths is that it gives people a way to change things without violence and overthrowing of governments. And he's eliminating every avenue for opposition that would be done peacefully in Turkey. So it's inviting big problems for Turkey down the road.
Let me reword that. If considering what's taking place in Syria and Iraq right next door, if Turkey would have fell to this coup, what would that have meant for regional stability?
Well, I think it's going to, it may, in that sense, it may contribute, because Turkey's been playing such a nefarious role in supporting ISIS and allowing ISIS to move weapons and move personnel along the borders. So, you know, if Turkey gets preoccupied with its own security issues at home, it may make things tougher for ISIS in trying to overthrow the Syrian government.
Thank you, Mr. David Lindorf, for your input there, sir. That was Mr. David Lindorf, investigative journalist, joining us out of Pennsylvania.